everyone. Today we'll be reading from Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 15. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. Declare these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one disregard you. So in yesterday's passage, Paul gave a lot of instruction, and he's giving a lot of instruction for Titus to what to tell to people. And Paul had a lot to say to a lot of different people. Talks about older men, older women, young men, younger women, bondservants, and the commands are to be stuff like self-controlled, loving, faithful, steadfast, pure, submissive, respectful, to have integrity, good speech, all these sorts of things. And at the end of verse 10, Paul says, so that in everything they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior. Now that was specifically for the bondservants, but I think it applies for all the people. Because all of these instructions are not about like being good or just doing the right things per se. The greater purpose for living this way was showing the goodness and the beauty of the doctrine of Jesus, to show how good it is to know and to follow Jesus. And so in this passage that we just read, Paul says more about why we should strive for these things. He says in verse 11, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people." And this is an important part of the gospel here. We don't act respectfully or righteously or kindly for our salvation, but we do it because of our salvation that we already have. And he says, because of this grace of God, it's training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, training us to live godly lives. And he's saying this is like in waiting for the fullness, the full glory of Jesus, who has already given himself for us to be purified and sinless. And I think here it's important for us to understand the gospel again. I think we all know this, but we don't earn our salvation by being good people. But at the same time, if we have salvation, we in a sense become good people. I think we often in our culture, maybe especially in this country actually, we have the wrong ideas about grace, about this gospel. People will think that I'm a Christian because I said this prayer, and now I can do whatever I want because of grace. But look at this passage again. What does it tell us about grace? What does grace do to a person in this passage? It transforms them. And it's not just like this extra power to give up sin and worldly passions, but it transforms people because as we experience this grace and this glory, we recognize the greater goodness, the greater glory of Jesus, which makes everything else in the world pale in comparison to how great and good he is. And one last thing I want us to recognize from this grace is that it doesn't just change our character. It just doesn't just make us nicer or better people. In verse 14, it shows us it grows our desire to see more of God's kingdom. It makes us people who are zealous for good works, excited, like so excited to be a part of God's kingdom. This is what this grace does to us. It makes us have this greater desire to see God's kingdom advance, to see others come to know of this good news, of this great salvation. And so Paul here, he wants Titus to declare, exhort, even rebuke people to go back to this grace, to go back to understanding who Jesus is, because they need to understand this good news again and again, because it'll move them to be better witnesses. It'll move them to be holier. It'll move them closer and closer to the grace of Jesus Christ, to the glory of Jesus in their lives. And let's pray that for ourselves, that we will move in that direction as well. Let me pray for us. Oh Lord, we thank you for this grace that we have received. And Lord, I pray that we will take this seriously, that we will see the greatness and the goodness and the glory of following you, Jesus, and that will change everything in our lives, Lord. Won't you bless us as a church? Help us to see your glory and grace, and may we be zealous for good works, zealous to be a part of what you're doing, God. We thank you, Jesus. We love you. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.